It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Greg Pickle. It's quarter number two, and we're going to be doing a stock report for the defense for the season. And this Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get in on the playoff action this weekend with DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. And if you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN, for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000 from DraftKings Sportsbook, because they're going all out with that sign-up bonus. So don't forget, that's code KSN, and you get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match. Each of those is up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's a bet I wouldn't have taken. We've went through the start of the show and have not even discussed, and the start of show earlier this week, Jim. We have not talked about Joe Moorhead getting fired.
That's right, we didn't. What do you think about that? That was a bad fit from the beginning.
So Mississippi State, I think that's basically it. The culture fit wasn't ever going to work, and I think they were admitting that. But Joe's offense, I think, has some limitations, and I think he needs a quarterback that knows how to work within those limitations, and he didn't have one. With Tommy Stevens, with Garrett Trader, it just didn't work out. So I don't think I've seen a lot of people suggesting that, maybe he's not as smart. Maybe it was all Saquon and Trace and Mike Gesicki and Deshaun Hamilton. And maybe to an extent it was, but I still think the guy's a brilliant offensive mind. He just needs to be in the right place. Two places that have been talked about as landing spots for him, this has nothing to do with his segment in the defensive soccer
report.
But, Notre Dame and Michigan State are two places I've heard as potential landing spots for him. Notre Dame doesn't really add up to me, I don't think, but he does kind of feel like a Michigan State guy, doesn't he?
It does. It feels like what Michigan did in hiring Josh Gattis last year. It feels like that same kind of hire, that, gee, we need to do something to fix the offense. I would hate to see him at Michigan State, but as long as we're talking about Joe Moorhead, let me throw this in. I read one of these human interest, great stories about Joe Moorhead. Possibly you saw it also. It was a very nice story about him,
yes,
personally, and it was written from someone in Starksville, but they make reference to him being a Yankee.
Yeah, right. And that goes back to him saying, "You'll have to drag my Yankee butt out of here," as when they ask him if he was going to be back. So I get that, I guess, but it just was not. I mean, here's the problem they've created for themselves, stock down to their administration, is that what coach is going to say, "Oh, yeah, I want to go to the place that never wins, that fires their coach after two seasons"? That's the question. And he won the Egg Bowl. Let's not forget about that. He won the Egg Bowl. He only won because the Ole Miss guy attempted to look pee like a dog, but he won the Egg Bowl, and he was only there for 2 years. He had a winning record after 2 years. It was not a great winning record, but it was a winning record. Who's going to want to go there?
And Dan Mullen, I think he set such a high standard for Mississippi State. When you're in the same division with Auburn, LSU, and Alabama, there's a ceiling as to I think they're going to have a tough time hiring there and winning big. Meeting their expectations. All right, you want to talk about the stock report?
Why not? Let's get to that. Yeah, stock up for Micah Parsons. Okay, that'll be the end of that.
All right. Stock down for us for being easily distracted.
That's right. To me, the one stock up, let's just get Mike out of the way. I mean, a tremendous sophomore season for him. I don't know what more Penn State fans could have expected from him this year. He was just simply terrific from start to finish. He got better as the season went on. Jimmy's a consensus All-American. They've had 101 of them in program history. He's the most recent one after Saquon. And I don't know how. I mean, he led the team as a freshman without starting. He led the team in tackles, and then he did it again this year as a starter and as a dominant player all season long.
And I also want to say that stock up to Micah 4. He has got to have been very coachable because he's in a new position at linebacker. He was a defensive end in high school.
Yep.
And I think there was all of that with his recruiting, committing, decommitting. And all,
yep.
And I think people got the wrong impression of him or a different impression of him. And right now, all I seem to see with the guy is a leader. The only down item was, remember when – I guess it was the Maryland game when he was kicked out for targeting.
Yep.
And he tweeted from the locker room.
Right, yep. Forgot about that.
But even then, his tweet was not a look at me kind of tweet. It was a support of the team
Correct.
Kind of
yep.
tweet.
Right.
Which really impressed me. I think he's been fantastic, and I can't wait for next season to see him. I'm going to give you another stock up on the defense, and that's Lamont Wade. For a guy who put himself in the portal, and yes, he's part of that defensive backfield that sometimes got shredded.
Yeah.
But as he was not afraid to get his nose in there
no, he wasn't.
And make tackles. And anytime you see that from the safety – It's a great attribute. So I'm going to give a thumbs up to Lamont Wade.
Yeah, amen to that, Jim. He's a guy who went into the transfer portal, wasn't even sure he was going to be at Penn State, really embraced everything he had to do to improve when he came back out of the portal. And it was very good this year. I'm right there with you.
Do you have any more stock ups for the defense?
Yeah, I thought Etor Gross Matos had a nice season. No shocking stock up there. He'll be good in the NFL. I think it was the right decision for him to leave. And I think that, you know, the other thing, too, is there was a stat yesterday. Penn State let me try and find it here. Penn State and Clemson were the only two teams in the country to do something. And I can't remember what it was, but it told you a lot about what this defense is. Just give me one sec here, Jim. I'm going to find it. Creating chaos. They're the only two programs, Penn State and Clemson, to record 40-plus sacks in each of the last five seasons. So that's pretty impressive. But the one thing I would say about that is, doesn't it feel like sometimes the pass rush just goes away in the most important moments of a game?
Yes. Yes, it does. And that you hope to see some improvement on that consistency. And I'm going to go one last stock up there for the defense, and I'm going to talk about the young depth.
Yep.
You still feel they had so many players rotating in on the defensive line. At linebacker, they're losing two of the three starters. Do you have much doubt that they won't be better next season at linebacker?
I mean, they had to redshirt a guy, Lance Dixon, because of how good they were this year at that position. So I don't want to say that losing Jan Johnson and Cam Brown won't hurt, because I think it will. Those are two good players, but Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon, Micah Parsons, put those guys on the field. Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luchetta. I mean, Jim, they possibly have the best two-deep linebacker group in the country, and I don't think that's being outlandish or hyperbole or anything like that. They're at least in the top three.
And that's after losing two out of the three of their starters.
Yep,
so
you bet.
That, I think, is a stock up. All right, I'm going to let you go first with the stock down.
I think I just hit on it a little bit, but you know, the sacks going away in the key moments, but the pass defense this year, major stock down to that. And I know statistically maybe it's not as bad as it seems, but my God, Jim, if there was no pass rush, they couldn't typically cover anybody. And when they did cover guys, they didn't turn around to find the ball more often than not. That is a major area they have to improve. That and tackling. I mean, tackling continues to be an issue. It's been the issue the last few years. It was an issue in the Cotton Bowl. It was an issue against Minnesota. They got to reinvent themselves, I think, defensively in the pass coverage game.
No doubt. And that's probably a preview of my grind my gears, is those DBs not turning around.
It will be one of them.
I know they're smaller than some of those big wide receivers, but they weren't going up and even contesting it because they didn't even know the ball was getting there. They didn't turn around. And if that were the only issue, okay, fine.
Right. Yep.
But there were, you know, like you saw in the Cotton Bowl where John Reed just got lost. And
right.
Let his
it happened way too often.
It definitely did. since we're do you have any more stock down? Because I have another stock up I want to get to.
You know, the only one I would say is, in, you know, the philosophy of bend but don't break is okay when it works, but when you break too often, it's not okay. So again, when it goes back to reinventing, I don't know if this is a stock down, it's more of a summary, I think, of the 2019 defense, but they just have to be better in all areas in 2019. I know they had some good statistics, and I know they held some pretty good teams. You know, the defense held them in that game at Ohio State. I get that. But if you want to take the next step as a program, you cannot let Tanner Morgan throw all over. You cannot let Memphis receivers run wide open. You have to find a way to be better in those areas. And if they can do that, then they'll be better. And if not, they won't be.
And those were the glaring things in those losses. All right. I'm going to go a little off topic for a stock up. I want to go to special teams. And I'm going to say Jordan Stout, Jake Pinniger, Blake Gilligan. Yes, you know, we didn't talk much about it this year because there was no need to. What was Pinniger on hitting field goals? Did he miss one this year?
He did miss one. Yeah, but he was mostly reliable. Jordan Stout was maybe the greatest transfer portal entry addition of any player. I mean, obviously, you know, Justin Fields is probably up there. Jalen Hurts is up there. But maybe I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But, Jim, he was good. I mean, he boomed touchbacks. He came in and made that really long field goal earlier in the year. I think he could potentially be the punter for Penn State in 2020. We'll have to see about that. Blake Gillikin's going to fascinate me at the NFL level because there were games where he looked like the best punter in the country. Then there were games where he completely looked disinterested. And I'll be really curious to see what kind of consistency he has at the next level.
Well, didn't they early in the year, he was doing a little bit of that rugby style, which just didn't seem to, you know, fit. But I think there's enough talent there. He seems like someone who should be playing on Sundays.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, Jordan Stout, you know, think back a year ago when we were so upset that the kickoff's going out of bounds and the kickoff returns and, oh my goodness, as a fan, it was just so frustrating. And this guy, and I remember our cohort, Bob Flounder, saying, watch this guy. When his foot hits the ball, it makes a different sound.
It does. It really does. That was evident from the start of spring practice. So, stock up to that whole group. Joe Lorig, too. I mean, for a guy that probably doesn't – he's quiet. He doesn't really have a lot – he's not flashy or he doesn't get a lot of attention. He's been darn good so far as a special teams coordinator. That was a good get for Penn State.
It certainly was, and that is nice to not have – special teams is a little bit like offensive linemen. If you don't talk about them, it's a good thing. It's only when it seems like when they make mistakes that we take a look at them. All right, that's it for our stock report. Stick around, quarter number three. We're going to find out what grinds Greg's gears. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.